Let's move on then, B'siyata D'Shmaya, to our Mahalach and Parshas Kisisa. Now, before we begin Parshas Kisisa, obviously it has to be made clear that we have no musuk b'chlal, what went on in the Cheto Egel, and any mahalchim that we're going to offer B'siyata D'Shmaya is only touching upon a tipo min a tipo perhaps of a mahalach to make it easier for our seichel, the seichel and nushi to understand. But one has to realize from the outset that the Cheto Egel is a chet that was very, very deep. And Klal Yisrael were then beroim hamayla. And therefore any mahalach one has to understand it only to give ourselves somewhat of a minimal understanding what went on. But bevadai, it goes much deeper than the pashup shat of Avodah Zarah. So having said that akdama, let's begin. We'll begin by asking a few questions on the parasha. So firstly, we have to know the klal, that the inyanim that took place before the Cheta Egel, which is actually in the middle of this parasha, there's a few mitzvahs that take place beforehand, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always machtim refuah lemakah. And therefore, the mitzvahs that precede the Cheta Egel are a refuah for the Cheta Egel. They are a tikkun to the pegam of a Cheta Egel. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Barov Rachma v'chassadov, is always machtim refuah lemakah. So we have to delve into the mitzvahs that precede the Cheta Egel to see how they are a refuah, an antidote, a tikkun for the Cheta Egel. So obviously only once when we have a clear hasaga what the Cheta Egel was will we understand what those mitzvahs, how those mitzvahs serve as a refuah, maktim refuah lemakah. But meanwhile, let's begin. The first mitzvah of the parasha is counting Klal Yisrael. Kisisas Rosh B'nei Yisrael Lefkudeihem. Now, how is Klal Yisrael? First we have to understand Mechlal, the mitzvah of counting Klal Yisrael, and how that is a refuah for the makah of the Cheta Egel. And then one has to understand in the pasuk how they counted. Is the Ramban over here already is marich in this idea why we say machtes hashekel b'shekel hakodesh? Why is it called b'shekel hakodesh? Why should the shekel have some kedusha? The Ramban basically says that everything, the Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh, everything has an intrinsic Kedusha, even the Shekel has an intrinsic Kedusha, and that's why it's called Shekel HaKodesh. We have to understand what the oimik of this message is, of this Inyan, and why is it Dafka over here preceding the Cheta Egel. Every person has to give a Machtzis HaShekel, why Dafka? Machtzis HaShekel. And the Pasuk stresses that all Jews are the same, Ha'oshel HaYarbe, Ha'dal HaYamit, Mi Machtzis HaShekel. That's the first mitzvah. Straight after that comes the parasha of the Kiyah Nechoshes. Nosisa Kiyah Nechoshes, Chana Nechoshes, Rotsam. This Kiyah Nechoshes was the thing that the Kohenim, before they began Avodah, had to wash their hands and legs, Rochatsu Aaron, Avon of Emeni, Sidem, Vesaglim. So again, we have to understand why this precedes the Cheta Egel, how this serves as a refuah lemakah. And Bechlal, we'll look into the mitzvah, this mitzvah of Kiyah Nechoshes, to find some oimek in the actual Kima mitzvah. The next mitzvah that we're going to discuss that comes before the Cheta Egel is the mitzvah of Shabbos. Ve'yom Hashem el Moshe leimor, Acha Shabbos ha'tishmoiru, ki oisi b'ini v'mnechem d'arisechem l'das, ki ani Hashem ha'kadishem. Shmatim es ha'Shabbos, ki koidesh yilachem. Seems to be some sort of stress on Kedusha over here. Why do we keep Shabbos? L'das, ki ani Hashem ha'kadishem, because Hashem is ha'kadishem. Shmatim es ha'Shabbos, ki koidesh yilachem. It seems to be a stress in this Indian of Kedusha over here. Every mitzvah has got Kedusha. Every mitzvah is L'das, ki ani Hashem ha'kadishem. What's the Indian? Why is Shabbos dafka? Does the Pasuk say this Indian of Kedusha? And then immediately after this, the Pasuk says, V'yitin ha'moshe k'chalos el da'be itoy, b'hasinai shnei luchois o'edus. Luchois over here is written with Arevav, and Rashi brings down already, luchas k'siv shahoyu shneien shavos. It says the Sifsei Chachamim, what does it mean? Shayu shtein shavos ki'ilu lo hayu rak echad. So what's the pshat? Ki'ilu there were two luchos, but it's written with Arevav that there was as if there was only one luchos. If there should be one, there should be one. If there should be two, there should be two. Here there's an Indian where there's really two luchos, but you have to look and view those two luchos ki'ilu as being shayu shtein shavos, as being echad. What's the message over here? And then immediately after begins the mice of the eagle. Let's turn now to the actual cheta eagle and ask a few horrors. The Pasuk says, that Klal Yisrael says to Aaron, Vayomer Elov, Kum Asei Lanu Elohim, Asher Yelchu Lefaneinu. Even though L'chora, there was one Egel, but you say this, B'Lashon Rabbim, Asher Yelchu Lefaneinu. The Rashi already says, Asher Yelchu Lefaneinu, Elohus Harbe Evelohim. They desired a lot of Elohus, a lot of gods. Similarly, there's a similar Lashon in Pasuk Dalet, Vayomer Eile Elohecha Yisrael, Eile Ez Lashon Rabbim. And the Klal Yisrael said, Eile Elohecha Yisrael. Even though there's one Egel, but they still use the word Eile. These are the gods. So what's the pshat? Why is it Lashon Rabbim? If there was only one. There's one more ha'orah, one more diik to make over here. And that is, the Klal Yisrael said, "Asei lanu Elohim." Aaron HaKohen says in Pasuk Hey, "Vayah Aaron vayivim mizbeach vayikra vayom echag l'Hashem mocha." Klal Yisrael are speaking in the Elohim, and Aaron HaKohen is answering them in the Yudkei Vavkei. This is something that we don't understand the Ha'ara yet, but this will be clearly explained and understood later towards the end of Shir. And then, at the aftermath of the Chet, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he smashed the eagle. Now we have to understand the Oymei Kohenian, why dafka did he break the eagle? What's the idea of breaking the eagle? If we're not zoicha to the eagle, why by Shaber Oysam? Why break it? Give it back to Hashem. Take it back to Shemayim. Keep it. Don't give it to Klal Yisrael yet until they do tshuva. What was the message of Moshe Rabbeinu breaking? Hare, Moshe Rabbeinu just received something which is michtav aleikimu. He just received something that's the most sacred thing possible. Why did he break it? And last, Achron Achron Chaviv, the last question is, what's the connection between the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha? The parasha finishes that Moshe Rabbeinu now has to wear a masveh. He has to wear a mask, a veil. Klal Yisrael can't really look at Moshe Rabbeinu's face anymore. As the Pasuk says in the end of this week's parasha, they were scared, to look at Moshe Rabbeinu now. What's the Oymek HaInyan of the Hein? How does this connect to the beginning of the parasha, to the mitzvah of counting Klal Yisrael? So that's the end of the kashas, and let's get on now with the Mehalach to answer all these kashas. To understand what's going on over here, one has to turn back to Sefer Bereishis, to Parashas Bereishis. One's got to go all the way back to the beginning of the Torah. Torah begins, Bereishis bara Elokim es haShamayim es haAretz. Now, when one looks into the psukim by Bria Soilam until Sheini, one can note to me Medayik something very interesting and fascinating. That only the Shem Elokim is used. The Shem Yudkei Vavkei doesn't appear in the whole story of Bria Soilam until Sheini, till after Sheini. Why is it in Bria Soilam only the Shem Elokim is used? It gets more fascinating when we see, when we look after Sheini. After Sheini really begins the Avodah of Adam, as the Pasuk says, straight after Sheini, that nothing was really going on in the Bria, because Adam Ayin Lavet is Adama, and therefore Yitzah Hashem Elokim is Adam, begins Adam Arishon's Avodah. Now, after Sheini, until the story of the Nachash in Parshas Bereishis, you won't find the Shem Elokim on its own. It's always together with the Shem Yudkei Vavkei. You won't find the Yudkei Vavkei on its own either. Every time there's a mentioning of Hashem's name, after Sheini, until the story of the Nachash, it's Havaya Elokim together. Yudkei Vavkei Elokim. And then when the Maisa begins with the Nachash takes off the Havaya, when the Nachash is speaking, he goes back to Elokim, just saying Elokim on its own. Oyoni mentions the Yeshem Elokim. Ki yodeh Elokim, v'nifkuchu einechem v'yisem ke Elokim yodeh toi v'ra. So the part of the Shaila is, what's going on over here? Why until Sheini is there only the Shem Elokim? From Sheini, is there only the Yudkei Vavkei and Elokim together? And what's shot that the Nachash switches it back to just saying Elokim on its own? But this leads us to the most unbelievable yisod, and one of the most important yisodas, which is the foundation basically of Yiddishkeit, a foundation of looking at the Bria. How does a Jew look at the Bria? How does he have to view the Bria? Let's go back a second to the first pasuk. Bereishis bara Elokim es haShamayim ves haAretz. So basically, the Bria is divided into two: Chelak haShamayim and the Chelak haAretz. Shamayim is Ruchni and Aretz is Gashmi. Now, we have to realize the following. Chazal say, Histakel by Raisa or Bar Alma. Hashem looked in the Torah and created the world. So basically, every part, every chelek that there is in the world is mushrash in the Torah. Both Shemayim and both Oretz. All the ruchnis, the areas of Shemayim, and all rooted in the psukim in the Torah, and all the gashmis, the parts of Oretz are also rooted in the Torah. And therefore, in other words, we have to say that the apsukim in the Torah that so to speak seem chas v'shalom. I mustn't say that, but I'm saying they seem to be kilu more gashmistic, discussing in Yonim that are more gashmistic. The wives of Esav, who are the alufay Esav, and all different stories that seem to take place, Lavan and Besuel, all these things seem more gashmis. Mitzad sheini, this psukim in the Torah, Anoich Hashem lekecha, Shetzisicha meretz Mitzrayim, all the psukim that discuss the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. So So to speak, psukim that discuss gashmius and psukim that discuss ruchnius. So the psukim that discuss gashmius, they are the shoyresh of the nyanim gashmim in the bria, and the psukim that seem to discuss in more nyanim ruchnim from there were created the more ruchnistic halakim of the bria. So we just divided it up in shemayim and oretz. That's the easiest way to divide the chelik of gashmi, the chelik of ruchni. But we have to realize one thing, that nobody chas v'chalila is going to say therefore there's two Torahs. Chas v'chalila. There's the chelik of gashmi of Torah and the chelik of ruchni of Torah. Chas v'chalila. Chmona l'tzlan. The whole Torah and every ois of the Torah and every part of the Torah and every tag of the Torah is kodesh kodshim. And Alpi Emes, there's no chilik in the kedusha of the Torah between the pasuk that discusses Esav's wives and the pasuk in Reicha Hashem Lekecha. They obviously both have equal kedusha because the Sefer Torah is one unit of kedusha. So even though it would seem to us on a pashta level that the parsha over here or the pasuk over here is discussing in Yonim Gashmim, but that's only kefiyah nira leinayim to our simple minds. But bevadai hidden in there on dvarim amukim dvarim kedushim elyon. Obviously, it's not a pashta. So Mamela, if the whole Bria is Mushrash in the Torah, and all the Chalakim, Agashmias of the Bria, all rooted in those Psukim that seem to discuss more in Yonim Gashmim, a Vadai one has to say therefore that even in those Chalakim of the Bria, there's a Vadai Ruchnias, and the Vadai even the Chaluk of Gashmi is Kodesh Kodshim. But what meets the eye, what we can see, is we can't see the Kedusha, we can only see the physicality. But it's all part of one unit of Kedusha. There's only, the same way as there's only Torah Achas, and that Torah is Kodesh Kodshim, the whole thing, from beginning to the end, so too the whole Bria, basically, is Kulei Ruchni, is Kulei Kodesh. The Ruchnius is Kodesh, obviously, the Ruchnius is Ruchnius, and the Gashmius is also Ruchnius. But the difference between them is what our mind, what our human minds, what our physical eyes see when we look at them. We can see, look at Ruchni, and we can view this as Ruchni, this is Gashmi. But deep inside the Gashmi, obviously, there has to be Kedusha, and Ruchni is there as well. It's a double Pashat. And Reb Tzadok in many places is marich on this yisod, that bevadai, if every chelak of the Bria is rooted in the Torah, so every chelak in the Bria obviously must have some intrinsic kedusha. And exactly the same, the identical parallel we draw in Kali Yisrael as well. Because we know there's Shishim Ribbo in the Shamas, and Shishim Ribbo Oisis in the Torah, and every Jew's Ois is rooted somewhere in an Ois in the Torah. Every Jew's Neshama is rooted somewhere in an Ois in the Torah. Certain Jews we see seem more Ruchni, and certain Jews see more Gashmi. You have the Rabbanim, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Sanhedrin, etc. And then one has the doctors and the lawyers, etc. But because they have a different profession, does that therefore mean that they're intrinsically different? But Vaday Shalom, every single Jew is rooted somewhere in the Torah. It could be that the doctors and the lawyers might be rooted in a Mokrim that's more Gashmi in the Torah. It seems to discuss more Dvarim Gashmim, and the others are rooted in the Torah that just seem to be discussed more Nyonim Ruchnim. But nevertheless, it's all one Torah. Nevertheless, the Mishrashay, they all, Amech Kulam Tzadikim, Klal Yisrael has an intrinsic Kedusha, Roshechem, Shevtechem, Zeknechem, Shetrechem, Michoite Vatzech, Adshoye Vimecha. The whole Klal Yisrael are part of the one Torah. The whole Bria is part of the one Torah. So if we have to sum up the Yisod that we just said, basically in the same way as the Sefer Torah is Achas, and one letter is missing of a Sefer Torah, the whole Sefer Torah is possible because all one intrinsic Kedusha. So too, Klal Yisrael are all deep inside the one intrinsic Kedusha, because Klal Yisrael is rooted in the Torah. And so too, the Bria is also one intrinsic Kedusha, because it's also rooted in the Torah, Estakel Bereisa Bar Alma. And therefore this leads to an incredible and important conclusion, and that is, if a person views the Bria as being two, there's two parts to the Bria, there's Shemaim and there's Aretz, there's a Ribui, there's more than one Inyan, and something that's Gashmi is intrinsic Gashmi and has no Kedusha, something that's Ruchni is intrinsic Ruchni and does have Kedusha, that's basically Chas v'Shalom viewing a Sefer Torah as being two Sefer Torah, the Gashmi Sikha Psukim of the Torah and the Ruchni Sikha Psukim of the Torah, and obviously that's Shekha v'Chazam. So Alpi Emes, the Bria is all one Kedusha. The Ruchni is his Kadosh, the Gashmi is his Kadosh. The Ruchni is Ruchni, the Gashmi is Ruchni. As we said earlier, the whole thing is what meets the eye, what we see with our eye, but the void of the Jew is to prove that there's no Ribui Chas v'Shalom in the Bria. Ribui, that results in Avodah Zarah. There's one Koyach in the Bria. We have to view the whole Bria and every part of the Bria that we come in contact with, as there must be Ruchnius over here, and we have to utilize this whole Bria, from the Ruchnius to the Gashmius, as one Kedusha, like one Sefer Torah. And therefore, whether a Jew is Oisak in the Beis HaMedrash, whether he's learning, or whether he's out in any other field, in an office, or in the fields, wherever he is, yes, he has to realize that it's just like two Psukim in the Torah. The Psukim in the Torah that are Shaykh to the Beis HaMedrash, and the Psukim in the Torah that are Shaykh to outside. But the whole Torah has one intrinsic Kedusha. And therefore, the whole Bria also has one intrinsic Kedusha. And that's the punchline. The punchline is that somebody who claims that Shemayim is Kulei Ruchni and Aretz is Kulei Gashmi, there's no Kedusha over here, or somebody claims that when I'm in the Beis HaMedrash, I have to act accordingly, beruchnius. And when I'm out in the world, when I'm outside the Beis HaMedrash, in any other field, then it's Kulei Gashmi. So basically, he's saying Chas V'Shalom, there's two Sifrei Torah. That's the origins of Avodah Zarah. The origins of Avodah Zarah is by making shtei Rishuyos. You're making two Rishuyos. But if that's the case, then the obvious question is, why does it look that way? Why does it look like the outside Ruchnius, outside the Aron HaKodesh, outside the Beis HaMedrash, it looks like a different Rishus? That's because Hashem created the world with the Shem Elikim. Because the basic difference between the Shem Yudke Vavke and the Shem Elikim is that the Yudke Vavke always appears B'Lashon Yachid. And the Shem Elikim is B'Lashon Rabbim. The letters Yud Mem at the end of the word make it into a Lashon Rabbim. So how can there be Chas V'Shalom a Lashon Rabbim, a Shem of Hashem, which is a Lashon Rabbim? There's only one God. Hashem is Echad Yachid Miyuchad. But the answer is, Hashem created the world with the Shem Elikim so that the world should look like that there's more than one Rishus. There's a Shemayim and there's Aretz. Bereishis Bara Elikim. Es HaShemayim, Es HaAretz. This Shem Elikim gives a person a koyach to entertain a thought that there really are two intrinsic Rishuyos. And one has nothing to do with the other. They are really two intrinsic parts. When I'm in the Beis HaMedrash, when I'm out of the Beis HaMedrash. In the Beis HaMedrash is Ruchni, and out of the Beis HaMedrash is Gashmi, Kulei Gashmi. That's the Shem Elikim. That's the way the Bria looks, because that's how Hashem created the Bria. That's the Bechira that a person has. When a person goes out and he feels that he's in a Mokum Gashmi, he has to make Kedusha out of that Mokum Gashmi. If it's when you're eating a meal, you say you have to say a Dvat Torah, and then you make the table into the Mizbeach. When you're in Shul, you're in the Beis HaMikdash. Called the Beis HaKnesses is a Beis HaMikdash. When you're sitting at the table eating, you're in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Shulchan can become a Mokum Mizbeach. So wherever you are, you can be in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the avoid of a Jew. He has to make everywhere where he is into a Beis HaMikdash. A Jewish house also has the din of a Beis HaMikdash. It's a Mikdash Ma'at. If a Jew brings in Kedusha, if the Jew soaks the walls of his house with inyanim of Kedusha, and he doesn't bring in the wrong literature and the wrong music, and he doesn't bring in the wrong social scene in his house. His house, he looks at it as a Beis HaMikdash. He views it as a Beis HaMikdash. It is a Beis HaMikdash. It is a Mikdash Ma'at. So really, there is all one Rishus. But Hashem created the world with a Shem Elikim to give us this Bechira Chafshis, to give us this Nisayan. That when we leave the Beis HaMedrash, and when we are in Gashmias, we have to work on ourselves to see the Beis HaMikdash wherever we are, to make everywhere we are into a Beis HaMikdash, to make it one Rishus. Always to realize that if Torah is Achas, the Bria is Achas, and Klal Yisrael is Achas. And the same goes for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Achas, the same way as the Bria is Achas, because the Torah is Achas. And both Yisrael and the Bria are both rooted in the Torah. So therefore that's why Klal Yisrael has to keep their Achdus together. When there's Achdus in Klal Yisrael, so Meila, that shows that there's one Koyach, and that's the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chas V'Shalom, when there's Pirid in Klal Yisrael, that's like making Pirid in the Bria, and that's Chas V'Shalom like making Pirid in the Torah, and that's basically Bedakas Menadakas, a Chet of Avodah Zarah. The pasuk says so in Mezayit Abrocha. Vayi Bishurin Melech. When is Hakadosh Baruch Hu Melech? When does one recognize that Hashem is the Melech Malkei Melechim? Only Bishasiv Rosh Hayom. Only when there's Achdus Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. But if this period, if you say that this person is a lawyer and therefore and a doctor, and therefore Chas V'Shalom is an outcast, this person is a Talmid Chacham, so he's part of the Ruchni and he's part of the Gashmi, and you start making divisions in Klal Yisrael. That's making a division in the Bria. That's making a division in the Torah. Chas V'Chalila. Even though outwardly one is Isaac more in Yonim Chai Olam, and the other one is Isaac in the Chai Yishah, but nevertheless the one who's Isaac in the Chai Yishah can also be making a Beis HaMikdash. And if you look up the Balatanya in Parshas Noach and Torah Or, Balatanya writes something very incredible about in certain ways the person who's out there in the fields is he's making a greater tikkun in the Bria, because he's Isaac b'Chai Yishah, but he's Isaac b'Chai Yishah in a way that makes this Bria into a Beis HaMikdash, because he's in constant contact with the outside world, and he's making the outside world into the inside world. So he's bringing about a tremendous Kiddush Shem Shamayim. So Klal Yisrael has to be one, the Bria has to be viewed as one, and then one views the Torah as one. That's why, that's the avodah of man. You look at a Ribbo, you look at a Rabbim, you look at two Rishuyos, you look at the Ruchni and Gashmi, and you make it all one. So then you're taking the Shem Elikim and you've been mitzaref it together with Yudke Vavke. The Shem Elikim is the Shem Beloshen Ribbo, it looks like two, but when you mitzaref it to the Yudke Vavke, and then the Yudke Vavke is always Beloshen Yachid, you're taking the Ribbo and you're realizing that the Ribbo is only Echad. And that's why that's the Avodas Adam. And therefore, after Sheni, you only find the Shem Yudke Vavke together with the Shem Elikim. Because that's the Koyach, that's the Avodah. That's why Motzi Yom Kippur, when Klal Yisrael are all in shul together. And Motzi Yom Kippur, after the sacred Avodah of Yom Kippur, we all call out Hashem Hu Elikim. It's all one. The Ribui is also part of Echad, in the same way as the different psukim in the Sefer Torah, which seem to be discussing Dvarim, sometimes more Ruchni, more Gashmir, it's all still all part of one Sefer Torah. So that's why until Sheini, you only find the Shem Elikim, that's the way Hashem created the Bria, that's the way it looks. But after Sheini begins the Tziruf of Yudke Vavkein Elikim, because there begins Avodah Sa'adam, and that's exactly what Avodah Sa'adam is, to take the Elikim and to bring it to Havaya, to show that it's all one Torah, all one Bria, and all one Klal Yisrael. Let's look at the same Inyan from a slightly different angle. We know that the whole Klal Yisrael is all rooted in Adam Arishon's Adam Arishon. We know Klal Yisrael, that we'll discuss later, by Mamet HaSinai, they came to the Madrig of Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. So if you look at an Ish Echad, you find the same thing. If you look at the Koimas Adam, you have his head, which is Kulei Ruchni, which is Bechinas Shemayim. You have the lower half of his body, which seems Kulei Ruchni, which is connected to Bechinas Aretz. But you have the Lev in the middle. And we know the Lev is made out of both. On one hand, we know that the Lev is made out of both. On one hand, you have the same Milavainu Lahavan and Lahavkil. On the other hand, we know the Lev is the Sherish of Taiva. But the Lev basically is both. And therefore, we have to be absolutely clear that mitzvah the Lev, whenever any Hargosha is misorah from the Lev, whether it's Hargosha towards the same Milavainu, or whether it's Hargosha for some Ava, we have to realize that Ava has to be channeled to a Dabar Toiv, because it's all one. The two parts of the Lev are all one. And whether it's from this, the right side of the Lev, or the left side of the Lev, it has to be both geared up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we say, V'yadata ayom ha-shivoy se'el l'vavecha, ki Hashem hu alakim ha-shamayim imal, v'alaretz mitochas einoid. The Shemaim and Aretz is all one Rishus. Einoi. There isn't any other Rishus. There isn't anything else. Shemaim and Aretz are both manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah is Achas, and Hashem is Echad, Ato Echad, V'shimcha Echad. And Mamela, therefore, the Lev is also Echad. So therefore, a person mustn't let his Lev geared in two directions. When he's in the Beis HaMedrash, it's the same B'Lebeinu, L'Hovin, and Haskil. And when he's outside the Beis HaMedrash, the Lev is Mo'ira Taivas. Even those Taivas have to be geared for Avas Hashem. And for Ava, for Dvarim Ruchniim. Therefore, that's why we don't really find other psukim in the Torah that talk about not just V'yadata Ayom, but also Hashivoy Se'elot L'Levavecha. Besides this Inyan, that you have to realize that the Shemayim Imal, the Ruchni side of the Lev, V'alaretz Mitochas, the Gashmi side of the Lev, is Einoid, it's Kula Elikus. So the same thing as we discussed in terms of the Bria, and in terms of Klal Yisrael, and in terms of the Torah, is true in terms of the Adam itself. That the Lev has to be that which has to be mechaber both ends, to realize that Gashmi and Ruchni is Einoid, is all Elikus, and there's nothing else. If that's the case, then we can understand the Chet of the Nochash, and why the Nochash left out the Yudkei Vavkei and brings back the Shem just the Shem Elikim. Because the Nochash stands for the idea of two separate Rishuyos. Shemaim is Ruchni and Aretz is Gashmi. Those two trees in Gan Eden, those the Eitz HaChaim and those Eitz HaDas, Toi V'ra. And Hashem wants them to eat from the Eitz HaChaim and not yet from the Eitz HaDas. It's Yidua that the Arizal says that if they would have first eaten from the Eitz HaChaim, or if they would have waited till Shabbos, then they could have eaten from the Eitz HaDas, because the Eitz HaDas is rooted in the Eitz HaChaim. But the problem was they didn't wait for Shabbos, and the problem was that they ate from the Eitz HaDas before the Eitz HaChaim, but it could have been two parts of one Nakuda. But the Nachash only has the Shem Elikim, which is written by Lashon Rabbim. The Nachash says there's two Rishuyos. And when you feel Gashmi, you've got to feel Gashmi all the way. Until they taste it from the Eitz HaDas. She starts feeling her guf as being a separate entity to her neshama, to their nefesh. Suddenly the Ruchni and the Gashmi became one. Before the Chet, and just before the psukim that begin talking about the Chet, the pasuk says, "Vayu shnei marumim ha'adam achav ve'adam ishtoy ve'lo yispeishashu." They didn't feel any busha, and the reason why they didn't, they were arumim, and they nevertheless didn't feel busha, was, as the Sephora says, because ki oz ha'yu kol pulei seim v'chol evareim la'asis ritzoyin koinim levad lo'y lahasik tanugus nifsodis bechlal ba'ifin shehoyis ha'pulas ha'zivug etzlam ku pulas ha'chil ha'vashtia. There was no difference between various Eivarim, that this Eivar is more geared for Taiva and another Eivar less for Taiva. All the Eivarim, lock, stock and barrel, were all kol kula to do Ratzon Hashem. There was only one Rishus, there was only one Bechina, there was only even a Guf and a Neshama were Hainu Hach. They were Hainu Hach, they were the same. They were all calling out for Ruchnius, all yearning for Ruchnius. Even though one Maisa or one Eivar may have seemed to be more than used from something that's more Gashmi, the Adam and Chava didn't know what you were talking about. It was Kulei Ruchni, whatever it was. That was their Madrega. I want to go deeper, I don't want to be marach over here, but that's the whole idea why there was an Adam and a Chava, Ish ve Ishtoi. Because Zachar in Chazal corresponds to Ruchni, and the Keva corresponds to more Gashmi. Meral discussed in many places, Pnimis HaTorah is full of this Bechina. And therefore the Tachlis was So that the Gashmi and Ruchni should become Basa Echad. They should become one Bechina. And that's why Chava, that represents Gashmi, was taken from part of Adam, which represents Ruchni, because to realize that the Gashmi and the Ruchni, the Shemaim Aretz, is all one. That was their whole avodah, as we discussed earlier about Richus. And here the Nachash has separated them. The Nachash has said that Shemaim and Ruchni is one, Aretz and Gashmi is the other. Don't mix them up. Don't confuse them. Gashmius has nothing to do with Kedusha. Gashmius has no inherent Kedusha. Gashmius isn't geared up for Avodas Hashem. It's geared up for V'chisava Huleinayim. That was the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Anyways, making a long story short, the tikkun for the chet of the Eitz Hadas, we know, was when Klal Yisrael stood at the foot of HaSinai, V'yichan Shom Yisrael K'neged Ha Ki Ishechad B'Leiv Echad. And the Gemara in Shabbos says that HaSinai Poska Zuham Asam. The Zuham from the chet of the Adam left them. So that means that Klal Yisrael, when they stood at the foot of Har Sinai, Ki Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad, they reached this understanding that the whole Bria Shemayim Aretz is really all one. And that's why by Yerid Hashem El Har Sinai, we discussed this many times before, that the Shemayim came down and Shemayim Aretz were like together. The Shemayim Aretz met, they became one Rishus again. That's why Klal Yisrael had to be Ki Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad, as we mentioned earlier. There's no different ranks anymore. There's no different Rishuyos anymore. That's all Avodah Zarah. And it was Nizgale. There was this gala that really is all one. Ein oid milvadoi. Vashemayim imal valaretz mitochas ein oid. The Ruchni is Ruchni and the Gashmi is Gashmi. The Ruchni is Kodesh and the Gashmi is Kodesh. And they didn't entertain anymore the thought that when the Oisek in Gashmi, it's L'shem Gashmi. And that's Pshat, that's the Oimek that we say in Krishna. Vasafta the Ganecha v'siroshcha v'yitzarecha. Vinasati Esev v'sotcha l'vehemtecha. That Gashmi is, Hashem is going to shower us with hashpas of Gashmi is. But a person's got to be very careful not to view that as being Gashmi. Sometimes a person gets carried away with his parnosa, and then he starts feeling as if the parnosa is Gashmi, that's a different world, b'chlal. Says the pasuk, Yishomer lachem pen yifte levavchem. You've got to be very careful. When you become wealthy, when you become prosperous, pen yifte levavchem, if you start leaving Hashem, chas v'shalom. That doesn't mean, doesn't happen straight away. First a person starts feeling, slowly, that the Gashmi is Gashmi, and the Ruchni is Ruchni, and they're two entire different worlds. When he daven shachris and he goes and he hears the daf yomi shir, then he's thinking of ruchnis. When he goes out and he only thinks on gashmis, he doesn't think one word of ruchnis until he comes back from mincha the same evening. That's the pen yiftel of avchem, and that b'shoyrish ha'inyan is a chet of avodah zarah chas v'shalom. That can lead to avodah zarah. V'saratem avatem elhim acherim mishlachem yisem lehem, on a very fine level, because he's basically saying there's two rishuyos. There's shemayim and there's aretz, and ruchni is intrinsic ruchni, gashmi is intrinsic gashmi, and if he doesn't think of ruchnis while he's busy with gashmis, and b'shoyrish ha'inyan, that's avodah zarah. That's making two rishuyos. That's the shem elhim acherim. That's elhim. Elohim means Shtei Rishuyos. That's why Avodah Zarah is called Elohim. Because somebody, Elohim is Velashin Rabbim. Somebody says there's like two Rishuyos. So we made it the same thing as we said earlier. That if somebody says that there's two Torahs, the Gashmi of Torah and the Ruchni of Torah, that's Mamish HaBikoros. It's like Avodah Zarah. The same thing we said, that Pirud in Klal Yisrael, if there's two intrinsic parts of Klal Yisrael, that itself is like Avodah Zarah. And the same thing, if there's two intrinsic parts of the Bria, that's also like Avodah Zarah. And with that, we can proceed to understand the roots of the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel possibly was rooted in this Nakuda. When Klal Yisrael said, "Asei lanu Elohim, asha yelchu lefaneinu, yelchu b'lashon rabim," like Rashi says, "Elohus harbe Elohim," Klal Yisrael was basically saying that Shemayim Ha'aretz are becoming two Rishuyos. Moshe Rabbeinu is their connection between Shemayim Ha'aretz. When you look at Moshe Rabbeinu and you see how a boss of a dom is completely spiritual, so you see there's one Rishus. But Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu used Shemayim Ha'aretz, was to him was like a path, was like a walking distance between Shemayim Ha'aretz. It was all one Rishus. But if Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu seemingly is not coming down again, is Klal Yisrael felt that they have to make the most out of Olam Hazeh. And not that Olam Hazeh anymore is going to be intrinsic Ruchni, but Olam Hazeh is going to be intrinsic Gashmi. The Guf is going to pursue its pleasures. And that's why Taka, the Psukim say later, Vayeshavam lechel v'shasu v'yakumu l'tzachek. Says Rashi, l'tzachek means gilei arayos. What's the connection between gilei arayos and the eagle? But the answer is gilei arayos is the guf, l'shem guf. Gashmis l'shem gashmis. That gashmis is intrinsically for taiva, and this was their new god. This was their new belief. This was the avodah zarah. They were in the Beis HaMedrash. They set their minds to ruchnias. But when they're out of the Beis HaMedrash, that's part of the religion. That when you're busy with guf, it should be all guf and all the way guf. And that's why be yakumu l'tzachik. But Badai, this is all on a Pashta level. But we go deeper, the Hilga Teferes Shleim Eschus, so you're going to learn from these Pesukim. Vayeshavam Lechel Veshosa Vayekumu Ratzachik, that the Chet HaEgel was that they required, they demanded an Avodah that's on Menos L'Kabel Pras. They want to get a kickback from out of Avodah Hashem. They want to get some immediate Tzchah. They want Kedei L'Kabel Pras. In other words, they were thinking of themselves, which is basically the same thing as what we're saying. That they want to get something out of it. Who is they? Who are you? The greatest thing you can get out of it is the Ruchnius. And they wanted to know, they wanted to get some gashmistika payment, so to speak, for their Avodah Hashem. So again, it's the same, it's a parallel to what we're saying, but it's just looking at it finer, it's looking at it deeper. Because as we said at the outset, the Badai, one mustn't think that Klal Yisrael could succumb to Pasha, Mamish Avodah Zorah. But this is the Nakuda is that there is something about Gashmias as well. And on their level, that was already considered Avodah Zorah. For us, that would be the same as saying that Gashmius is Gashmi and Ruchni is Ruchni, and the two completely separate Rishuyos. And that's why they said, "Ei le'le'ech Yisrael b'loshen Rabim." There's Avodah Hashem, but we have to get our pras. There's Avodah Hashem, but we have to have our time for Gashmi. That should be Kule Gashmi without thinking of Ruchni b'chlal. With that, we can understand why Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka broke the Luchos. But before understanding why he broke the Luchos, let's go back to the earlier Ha'ara that we had at the beginning of Shir, and that is that the Pasuk says Luchas, Luchos, but it's written with Aravav, and Rashi says, Shoy Yushneim Kachas. Like the Sisa Chom, Ki'ilu Goloyo Yirak Echot. So we ask, if there's two, it should be two. If there's one, it should be one. Why is it that there's two, but they look like one? But the answer is, it's Yedua, that there's two Luchos, and the mitzvahs on the right were Benadam and Mokam. They were the Shemaim Dikim mitzvahs. The mitzvahs on the left, they were Oretz Dikim mitzvahs. And the Rabbeinu B'chai writes Beferish, that the Luchos, two Luchos, was Keneg of Shemaim Ba'aretz. But the whole Tachlis is, the whole Tachlis of Matan Torah was to clear the Chet of Adam and Rishon, meaning that Shemaim Ba'aretz should be considered as one. That Ruchnius is intrinsically holy, and Gashmius is intrinsically holy. And that's the Pshat, Ke'ilu Shoyu Shneim Ka'achas. Hashem created the world as Shemaim Ba'aretz that look two separate entities. But the Tachlis was, the Tachlis of the Nesinas Torah was, that it's already one. Because if there's Gashmis and Ruchnis, think of Psukim in the Torah. Psukim that are discussing Gashmis, Psukim that are discussing Ruchnis, it's all one Torah. So if there's two tablets, one's discussing Gashmis, Ben Adam Lemokoy, Chavera, one's discussing Ben Adam Lemokoy, but nevertheless, it's all one. That was what the Matan Torah was, and that is what the Luchos were. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing down to Klal Yisrael. Oy, but when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that just the opposite had occurred, they had taken Shemaim Ba'aretz and they had severed them, they had separated them. They were saying now that Ruchni is Ruchni and Gashmi is Gashmi. They were saying that when you're in the Beis HaMedrash, react Ruchni. When you're out of the Beis HaMedrash, act Gashmi. They were making two parts of the Bria. They were saying Shemaim Ba'aretz are separate. Ruchni and Gashmi are separate. If that's the case, then how can you give them one luchos? So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the luchos. When you break the luchos into two, when you break it into pieces, you're showing that it's not one anymore. Because that's exactly midah k'neged midah to what Klal Yisrael had done with the Shemayim Ba'aretz that made it into two. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu broke it. It wasn't luchas anymore. With that we can go back and understand the earlier ha'aras. How then yonim that precede the Chet HaEgel in this week's parasha, they are all an inyan of makdim refuah l'makom. Let's begin with the mitzvah of counting Klal Yisrael. The mitzvah minyan Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is counted together because each and every member of Klal Yisrael, whatever he's doing, is choshev. The rosheichem shifteichem, choshev. The doctors and the lawyers are choshev. As long as they realize that they are intrinsically ruchni and they are intrinsically holy and it's vamech kulam tzadikim and their work must be in avodas Hashem as well. Like we quoted earlier from the Balatanya. And therefore the mitzvah of counting Klal Yisrael is to show that it's all one Rishus. Because Klal Yisrael are rooted from the Torah. So even the people who are mushrush more in the Pesukim that discuss Gashmi, and those Jews who are mushrush in Pesukim that discuss more Ruchni, they're all mashlim each other. And that's the why over here there's an union of counting Klal Yisrael. To show that each member of Klal Yisrael is important, but the sum total is at the end of the day you get to a Mispar Klali. And the Mispar Klali is Shishim Riboy, and Shishim Riboy is the same amount of Oisius in the Torah, Shishim Riboy is Oisius B'Torah, and that's why it's Yedua that the word Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis, Yish Shishim Ribi Oisius L'Torah. So just like every letter of the Torah is important, but the sum total of the Torah is important, that shows that it's all one Bria, that shows that the Gashmi is also Ruchni, so too that's the union of counting Klal Yisrael. And that's why each person had to give only a machzis ha-shekel, to show that each person is only a machzis, that's half Shemaim, and half is Shemaim, half is Oretz, but Shemaim and Oretz make one whole, make one unit of Bria. Why did the Dafka have to give money? Money is what usually lures a person to Gashmi. Money is what lures a person to think that Gashmi has intrinsic value to it. Money is what indirectly leads a person to, so to speak, Avodah Zorah. As the Pasuk says in Halal, Atzavehem, Kesav Azov. Masa Yedei Adam. The idols are Kesev Zav. Money causes a person to make Shtei Rishuyos. When he's in shul, he might be concentrating on davening. But when he's out of shul, he's only got one thing in his head, and that is money and making money and being prosperous. For what? For what sake? For the sake of being prosperous, for his pride, for his name. That's money leads a person to Avodah Zarah. But a person has to realize that money is Gashmir, but Gashmir has also got an inherent Kedusha. Gashmir is Kodesh Kodshim. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask for a Chaim Shaloysha Berchavod. The person uses and utilizes his Ashiras, his wealth. So then the money is Kodesh. And that's what the Pasuk continues. Macht Zashekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. And that's what the Ramban is saying, that in Klal Yisrael everything's Kedusha, even the money is Kedusha. Just like there's Lashon HaKodesh, so there's Shekel HaKodesh. So now we understand why this whole Inyan is an antidote to the Chet HaEgel. Because the whole Inyan of counting Klal Yisrael, realizing that they're all one unit, the Gashmi and the Ruchni. Realizing that they're only a Machzis. Shemai Ma'aretz are two halves that make one unit. Realizing that the money that usually pulls the Gashmi is over here, renounced as being Shekel HaKodesh. If even the money, the Gashmi, that's also Kodesh, so then really there's only one Bria. Then really there's one united Rishus, and that is the Rishus of Einoid Milvadoi, that Shemayim and Oretz are both Ruchni. With that, we're ready to move on to the next pasuk, to the next mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah of the Kiyah Nechoshes. And what was the Kiyah Nechoshes? As we know from the Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Tanchuma, is in Parshas Pekudei, that the Kiyah Nechoshes was made out of the Maris Hatzoyves, made out of the mirrors that the women of Mitzrayim, the wives, the Jewish wives of Mitzrayim, beautified themselves. That when the husband should come back from work, they should want to the Mekayim Mitzvahs Peruvu and to populate Klal Yisrael. So the women's whole kavanah was Lashim Shemayim. Even the mirrors, the Dava Gashmi, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, the Midrash says, didn't really want to use those mirrors, the Marathon of Choshes, for the key of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a Mokum of Kedusha. How can you bring in Gashmias? But Hashem was Megala that the Gashmias is also Kadosh. So the women use this Lashem Shemayim. If they use the Lashem Shemayim, so then the women were Megala that even the Cheshbonus Achi Gashmiim were really the Cheshbonus Achi Ruchniim. Even Cheshbonus of beautifying, of Chayin, of Yoifi, of Sheker Achayin Ve'evela Yoifi. But if it's Lashem Shemayim, then it was an Emestik Achayin and an Emestik Yoifi that was used Lashem Shemayim. Says Hashem, I want that Gashmias, which is Gashmi Kedusha, just like Shekel is Shekel HaKodesh. This Kir Nechoshes should become the Kli Shoris, that should also have an inherent Kedusha to show a person that even the Achi Gashmi is really Achi Ruchni. That's Mamish, the second antidote to the Chet HaEgel, that there's only one Rishus and the Achi Gashmi is also Kodesh. And that's the whole Inyan of the Kir Nechoshes, of the Inyan of Natina Sidaim of the Kir Nechoshes. Washing hands. Hands are productive. The hands are the Hayadaimi de Esav. Hands lead a person to feel that the Gashmistika world has its own successes, has its own atzlachas. Koichi voitzi miyodi osa liyas achayev azeh. Koichi voitzi miyodi. When a person washes his hands, then he elevates his hands. That's the Inyan of Natila. Natila means to elevate. Vayinatleim vayinaseim, says the pasuk at the end of Yeshaya, Sefer Yeshaya. So elevating the hands means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when I'm oisik in Gashmi, not just when I'm oisik in Moichin, in Torah, even when I'm oisik in my, and I'm a laborer. I'm working with my hands, and I'm carving, and I'm shaping, and whatever I am doing with my hands, all the productivity is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu for you, it's all Ruchnias, and that's the Inyan. When people wash their hands, they raise their hands. So, Yedeichem, why? Because Kodesh, Baruch Hu Hashem. Even the Yadayim are Kodesh, and that's why before a person eats, he washes his hands before a meal. A meal seems to be Gashmi, but we said earlier that when you say the Vatorah at the table, the meal becomes a Mizbeach. So the Netilas Yadayim, the Dafka the Kir was next to the Mizbeach. Because the idea of washing your hands before eating is an idea of realizing that even I'm oisik in whatever Gashmias it is, but nevertheless it's all the Shem Shemayim. The two classical areas of Gashmias are eating and Kiyum Puruvu. And both of them, the Maris HaTzoyvah showed that even the Puruvu, even our relations, Ish V'Ishtoi, that's also Kulei Ruchni. And the Netilas Yadayim in the Kiyar shows that even before, it represents the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim, which we wash our hands when we eat, to show that even the Maisim Gashmi and the Kula Lashim Shemayim. Bevadai, the Kiyar was then used by the Kohenim, Baruch Tzu Aaron Avon Memenis Yadayim Mezraglayim, to show the Kohenim the same message, that now when the Oisik and Avoida, they shouldn't think that their minds should be, only their minds should be focused. No, Ramachi Varm Veshasa Gidim has to be focused. Yadayim and Raglayim, their whole body from head till toe, has to be focused on their Avoida. Even the Chalek HaGashmi that's in the Yadam has to be elevated for Avodas Hashem. And that lesson teaches a person outside the Beis HaMikdash that he has to wash his hands, he has to elevate his Yadayim, Mekadish his Yadayim, for any Avodah Gashmi that he has to do. the greatest representation of the idea that Gashmis is Kodesh, what could be a greater representation than the Heilige Mitzvah of Shabbos? The whole idea of Shabbos is that Shabbos is an Inyan of Oineg. Shabbos is a Mitzvah Achila, Mitzvah of Shtia, Mitzvah of Shena, sleeping. Shabbos is Lechoira Kule Gashmi. But nevertheless, the Pesukim we mentioned earlier in this week's parasha discuss Shabbos is Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem Ushmatim Es HaShabbos Ki Kodesh Yilachem. Even though the Mitzvah of Shabbos seems to be a Mitzvah of Gashmi, but it's Kule Kedusha. Like Rashi says in Beitzah, that there's Zion, that the Neshama Yisera that comes to a person on Shabbos grants him a greater capacity to eat. The person has a greater capacity to eat on Shabbos than he has during the week because he has a Neshama Yisera. Shabbos is the greatest chibur, the greatest shidduch between the Gashmi and the Ruchni. On Shabbos it's Negala that even the Gashmi is Kulei Kodesh. On one hand the Gemara says, Yerushalmi Leinit No Shabbos Ela Kedei Lechel V'Lishtois. On the other hand the Yerushalmi also says, Leinit No Shabbos Ela Kedei Lasik B'Torah. But it's Hainu Hach. It's all the same avoid on Shabbos. It's not a steer anymore. The Gashmi and Ruchni is all one. Kodesh. One has to look after the goof on Shabbos because the goof is Kodesh. Shabbos shows that a Jew has a goof. It reminds me of a story that I heard last week. Somebody told me that once he was in the country, years back in America in the summer with Ramosha Feinstein. And Ramosha Feinstein used to wake up early in the morning, obviously, as we all know, he was a tremendous masmid. And at sunrise, he was outside sitting in the garden there at a table, sitting and learning. And one morning, this person tells me the story. He was a bacher then, and he made Ramosha a coffee. And he brought the coffee to Ramosha. And Ramosha was yadua for his outstanding midas. And Ramosha thanked him. Ramosha says, ah, learning Torah in the beautiful surroundings, drinking a coffee next to the sefer. So Ramosha, a goy's goof can't understand this. Only a Yiddish goof can have a no from sitting and learning in beautiful surroundings with a cup of coffee. And Bemis is a lot of oimik to what Ramosha was saying. The Rav Shitzarov says that a goy, an Erev Shabbos, a mikveh, tvila, on Erev Shabbos, a nice hot mikveh, and a nice piece of kigel, the Rav Shitzarov says, only a Jewish goof can appreciate, but a goyish goof can't appreciate. Is all rooted in V'Kodesh Kodoshim, as we mentioned earlier. And that's the mitzvah of Shabbos, and that's why Shabbos is the third antidote that we see it against the Chet of Egel. If the Chet of Egel said that Gashmi is Kulei intrinsic, there's no Kedusha in Gashmi, it comes along the Shekel HaKodesh and disproves it. Comes along the Kiyo Nechosh is made from the Gashmi stick of Maris HaTzoivos and disproves it. Comes along the Shabbos Kodesh and disproves it. Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, I'm dafke being Mekadish you and enabling you to, so to speak, indulge in Gashmi is realize and feeling that it's all ruchnius. So that's how these mitzvahs over here precede the Chet HaEgel. And with that we can understand the connection between the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha. So to speak, the beginning of the parasha, Ke'ilah, before the Chet, and at the end of the parasha, after the Chet, the aftermath of the Chet. Before the Chet, is the parasha talks about all ideas of being mechaber together, the guf and the neshama, to make sure that they're all one. The end of the parasha, we can't look at Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. Because Klal Yisrael's goof was, so to speak, gashmisized. They made a pirud between Shemai and Moritz. They made a pirud between the goof and the neshama. And therefore now they can't understand anymore what it means to be a holy goof. So Moshe Rabbeinu that remained a holy goof, Moshe Rabbeinu that remained an ish elekim, that is goof and neshama, wahayno hach, they couldn't look at Moshe Rabbeinu's goof anymore. Because their minds now were contaminated and they viewed goof as being goof. So how can you look at a goof that's really neshama? So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to wear a veil, and that's why they were vayiru migeshes eilof, they were scared to look at him. That was the aftermath of the eagle. That's the opposite of the beginning of the parasha, which is before the Egel, which is just the opposite. So that's enabled us, B'siyata D'Shmaya, to share a mahalach of the Chet HaEgel and to combine the nyonim of the parashas together. And Be'emes, what we have to take out of this parasha is a very important yesod in Avodas Hashem. And that is that we have to realize that a Jew's life has to be all-encompassing with ruchnius. And that doesn't necessarily mean that the Jew has to stay in the Beis HaMedrash all day, even though we daven shifti be Beis Hashem, kol yimei chayei, lachdus b'nei Hashem, and it's a big schia. But if a Jew hasn't got that schia, and he has to go out to work, and he has to go out to bring parnasa to his house, but the Jew has to realize that it's not pshat chas v'chalila that he's living two lives. It's not pshat chas v'chalila that the Beis HaMedrash is Shemayim and outside the Beis HaMedrash is Oretz, and Oretz is intrinsic Gashmi, because that chas v'chalila is rooting and Shomel Lechem Penifte Levavchem. A Jew has to view his parnasa as being ruchnius, his meals as being ruchnius, when he goes to sleep as being ruchnius. And then the Jew brings about a unity that Einoid Milvadoi in whatever field he is, in whatever he's doing. And the same goes for the importance of Achdus and Klal Yisrael, that those who are learning all day long have to encourage and have to be makarev those out who are out all day long, that even when they're oisik in business and whatever the oisik in, it's also got to be ruchni. There's got to be this unity in Klal Yisrael. If there's no bisasiv Rosh Yom, there's no yachad shifti Yisrael, it's also chas v'chalila like a bechin of Avodah Zarah. There's no vayhi b'shur melech. Hashem is not recognized as the melech malchem lochem. So the yisod is, if the Torah is all one, Klal Yisrael is all one, Shemaim Ha'aretz is all one, that's bringing the Shem Elokim into the Shem Yudke Vovke. And that's good. And therefore we know that as a kapara for the Chetah Egel, Hashem commanded to build a Mishkan. Because the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash did just that. They brought the whole Olam Hazeh and all the Ribbay of Olam Hazeh into one, making everybody realize that Gashmis and Ruchnis is one that really is one Koich and the Bria. And just read you out Rashi on the Pasuk in Vezoyz HaBrocha, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yudches. With the brushes with the very maschil, usfune on the pasuk kishava yamem yinoko usfune tumune ichol. Says Rashi, amem ha yikro al de parkamatishul zvulon through the merchandise of zvulon tagre umas oilam the goyish merchants boim alati the come to Eretz Yisrael. Vuoyim edal asapri stands at the port. Vuoyim they say hoil vidin staranu at kan neilachad Yerushalayim. The goyim they say look we'll come all the way to Israel to buy merchandise from zvulon. Let's go to Yerushalayim and nirma yirasash umazu umamasel. Vuoyim roim and they see kol Yisrael oivdim leloi kai echad. Voich le machol echad. Oivdim le kai echad is the ruchnis is one. Voich le machol echad. The gashmis is one. Levisha akom eleyusa shel zed like eleyusa shel zed. They've all got different gods. Umacholish shel zed like machholish shel zed. They've all got different gashmis. Vehei oivim when they see that the gashmis and ruchni both originates from one. Ein umak sherezum is gairin shon they become gairin there. Shneim asham yizbuchu zivchei tzedek. So the Dovah Hafli Rashi says that the whole idea of the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, is that it shows that the emes, even the gashmi, the ruchni, everything is all one. So basically, the tikkun of the Chetah Egel was to bring the lev back into its shleimus. The lev, we said earlier, was the koyach, which is where the gashmi and ruchni meet together, where the gashmi and ruchni should become one together. And we said that as a result of the Chetah Egel, the pagam, I suppose one could say that the pagam was a pagam in the lev. And if the pagam was a pagam in the lev, we can understand why the whole parasha of the Egel is in Perik Lamed based in the Torah. In Maseches Brachos, the parasha of the Egel, the Gadat Gemara is about the Egel, is in Daf Lamed Beis, Daf Leiv in Maseches Brachos. So Perik Leiv in Kisiso, Daf Leiv in Maseches Brachos. So the Pagam was breaking the unity that's in the Leiv, that's making the Leiv and breaking the Leiv. And therefore, the Pagam was in Daf Leiv. And the ticket for that is to build a Mishkan, which is connected all the Chalok and the Gashmin Ruchni, which brought Klal Yisrael together into realizing that the Gashmin and Ruchni is all one intrinsic Kedusha. In the same way as the Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula is all one intrinsic Kedusha, it's united, it's all Ruchni. Same way Klal Yisrael is all together. And that's the Bechin of the Leiv. And therefore, the last letter of the Torah is a Lamed, and the first letter of the Torah is Beis, that spells Leiv, to realize that both ends of the Torah is like a Leiv. The Leiv is usually in the middle. But by the Torah, there is only a middle. There is only a united focal Kedusha of Torah. It's all one Kedusha. So therefore, the last letter, the first letter, spell Lev, that brings the corners together to make it all one. So if Kol HaTorah Kula is Lev, the whole Bria is Lev, Klal Yisrael is Lev, so the Mishka, the Egel that caused the Pagam in this, caused the Pagam in the Lev. And therefore, the Tikkun has to be the Bechinas Lev, where all the Koichas of Shemaim Ma'aretz have all to be brought together by Achtos. Agav, by the way, as is Yadua, that Parshas Kisisa falls at the time of Adar, in the month of Adar, when we begin preparing for Purim. And that's very important to note, it's a big Yisod, that this was Be'emes, the whole Pagam of Purim, the whole hatred of Amalek that he had to Klal Yisrael was this. Ahaman told Achashverosh, Yeshnei Am Echad Mefuzah Mefoyrat Beina Amim. So he looked at Klal Yisrael, he saw that they were Am Echad, and he didn't understand that because they're Mefuzah Mefoyrat Beina Amim. Haman is Amalek, and Amalek comes from Esav, and Esav comes from the Nochash. Esav says, Yeshli Rav. Esav makes a Rav, he makes a Riboy in the Bria. He doesn't look at this Bria as being one united force. And maybe that's why Haman hated that so much. How can they be still an Am Echad if they're Mefuzah Mefoyrat Beina Amim? And therefore, Pshat is that the whole Pagam of Klal Yisrael, why there was a decree against them, Laharagal Hashmitz, there's two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion is mipnei shenenu misidosan shalach Hashverosh. Another opinion is mipnei shishtachavu letzelem. And Be'emes, one could say, according to what we've just been saying, the elu ve'elu divrei lekim chaim. Mipnei shishtachavu letzelem means that they showed that their guf pursues its own values, its own taivas. And nenu misidosan shalach Hashverosh. It was a suda with an unbelievable ribbay of gashmias, l'shem gashmias, as the Megillah says at the beginning, is marech, and what type of suda that suda was. It was making, so to speak, an avodah zara out of gashmias. It was showing that gashmias is l'shem gashmias, that there's two reshuyos. And they were nenu misadas and shalach hashveyosh. Their guf was lured to feeling that guf is intrinsically gashmius. And in one way, that's a bechin of avodah zara. So maybe that's also eidav eidav tevil kimchaim with the other pshat of avnei shishtachem ulitzel shalach hashveyosh. It's all basically one avera making two rishuyos. That's the mishurish, the avera avodah zara. Is therefore by mechias amalek Purim becomes a yom mishtav simcha, a day where it's a mitzvah to eat seudos, a mitzvah to drink wine under la yodat, a mitzvah to indulge in gashmius. Just like we said before, legabi Shabbos, it's so also Purim. It's a mishtav and seudos, ribi gashmius, but it's all l'shem shemaim, as Chazal say. Look at the difference between a seudah of klal Yisrael and a seudah of a goyim lahavdul. A seudah of a goyim is l'shem gashmius, indulging more and more and eating more and more. Masha'en ken, the seudah of klal Yisrael, even though they're eating a lot and they're drinking a lot, but they're singing Mirus shiris is shbachas to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The gashmis is also kedusha. That's why in Purim there's also a mitzvah mishlachmonas ishle reyehu, to show that Klal Yisrael is all one. The same mitzvah as we have to count Klal Yisrael at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, ha'asher lo yarbe v'atal lo yamit, that the matonas levyonim, the anim, should be the same. They should have what to eat, and matonas to be amar be'av and reyes amongst Klal Yisrael, to make Klal Yisrael one united chelik. That the bria is one united chelik. That's the answer to Haman Arasha, who said yeshna amechad mefuzim mefarid bein amim. So this whole shmuz that we've been saying on Parshas Kisisa, this is very applicable to Purim, to the Gzera Purim, and to the antidote, and to the Tikkun, and to the Tshuva of Purim.